Welcome to the James Bond Complex. My name is Matt.
I'm... What? And I am Edgar.
Are you?
I believe I am. Let me just check. Yes, I am. Confirmed.
All right, good. Because we are a James Bond podcast where we discuss the entire James Bond phenomenon from the original Fleming material to the films and everything in between. And today, it's... It's more like an in-between episode for this week.
We're going in between.
In between. You proposed this a few months ago, actually.
Still wasn't enough time for me to prepare for it, though.
It's all right. We like to improvise at the James Bond Complex from time to time. And I don't know why we didn't record at the time. I think we had another idea. Something else came up, and this was left on the back burner. We're doing a poster ranking episode. We're doing a little bit more relaxed episode. Yeah. I mean, we're recording this before Christmas, so by the time you'll listen to this, I think Christmas and New Year's Eve are already behind us. We're in 2019 normally, if I make my schedule right.
Yeah, what's our Boxing Week or Christmas Week episode? Is it the debriefing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wait, right now.
And now we're doing a poster episode. We're going to talk about all 24 official posters.
The one sheet theatricals.
Yes.
And we're both big poster fans. I've always loved posters. I think you've liked posters for the longest time as well. Mm-hmm. It's about the branding. You know, how do you sell me this film? These days, that's less important. You know, it's more, you know, 30-second YouTube spots and trailers that play in front of movies or cross-branding, you know, cross-marketing. But back, there was a time when the movie poster was one of the most important things about how you're going to sell a movie.
Still as important.
It is. It is. It's not that it's not important, but I feel it doesn't hold the... I feel it doesn't hold the same place it used to in movie.
No, there's a oneness. They're not as evocative as they used to be. There's not the reliance to drawn movie art.
No.
And that's something that's been, or painted in some cases. And we're both James Bond fans, so.
Hey. Okay. I mean, as a backup, I have the 50 years of Bond poster, but the one that actually came out for the 50th anniversary, so it comes in its own like slipcase. It's a Christmas present from a family member, so yeah. They knew it interested me. So.
they targeted you well. Mm-hmm. And you own a few of the posters, or at least replicas.
I do. Well, discussions have been had about how we would maybe adopt a visual element to the James Bond complex. So I think maybe when we do, maybe, you know, well, look what other James Bond I have. How much stuff do you have, Matthew? When we do that episode, maybe I'll bring some. Well, I'm not maybe.
You know it's going to have to be a two-parter because I can't carry all my stuff.
No, I'm thinking that too. One part A here, part B at your place or vice versa. It doesn't matter. But yeah, I have some posters. It's just they're sort of rolled up. Although I do have...
And you have this picture of...
I have the black and white Spectre teaser. And I have the American version of the License to Kill teaser because license is spelled with an S.
And you got
I got a little poster. It's like a
still.
It's nice little. Yeah, I do like that one. It's a nice shot, actually. It's a nice picture. So yeah.
So we're doing.
You got a couple too.
Yeah, I got an emergency circuit service signed by George.
By James Bond.
By James Bond. I have the one signed by Julian Glover. The For Your Eyes Only poster.
And they're beautiful.
They're beautiful piece of artwork. So we're going to start talking. I propose we go through all the poster in chronological order of release of the movies. And we're going to share our feelings. I already have a ranking. So you have to rank them as you go along.
Okay, sure. So what's the Dr. No? Because I'm on the 007 store and they have like six Dr. No posters.
Oh, you're on the store. You have to go on 007.com and they have a poster section. So we're starting with the beginning.
Casino Royale 1954.
Yeah. No. We're talking about Dr. No. The one sheet with multiple
aliens.
aliens? Because Bond is green?
Well, there's a purple person there. There's a red person there. Well, I guess back in the 60s, if you were red... Well, now the show's going to get interesting.
It's communist.
I was going to say... No, you know what? I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Honestly, my first feeling, it's a little rough. It's an early illustration, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what the style is supposed to be. I don't understand why the characters are...
Color?
Yeah, well, they're...
You want to know why? Because the movie's in color.
Not why the poster's in color. Not why the poster's in color, but rather... why is James Bond only green? Why is the other woman only yellow? That's the part I don't understand. Dr. No has nicer posters. These are the ones we're ranked, so I'll rank them. But I know the posters to this film. They're much nicer ones.
They are nicer ones, but we're only discussing the ones on the official James Bond website, the one sheet.
I do like the... pistol that extends out of the seven.
Yeah, that's a trademark.
But it's the first time we're seeing it.
You're right. It is.
So this was new. This was original. And what else do we have here? We have we have a lot of women that are obviously not wearing any briefs. I just noticed there's a bit of imagery behind them in black and white. I guess it's supposed
to
be...
At the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's images of Dr. No, of the dragon. The ideas are there, but it's lacks in execution. It's like, I see what you're going for. You could have kept working at it. There's something missing, but I still like it. It's evocative of the time it's been made in. It's still... To me, it still works. Still, say like 60s James Bond, but it's not as pleasing as some of the more recent later ones. I'll say.
And I like how back in the day, the posters would have a lot of text on them. Then they to really sell. Mm-hmm. Now these days, it's like 2 to 3 word taglines. Back then, they would really try to use as much as they could to sell you on the picture. So now. Meet the most extraordinary gentleman spy in all fiction, James Bond, Agent 007. That's the first James Bond film adventure. Like, I like though that touch of these old-timey
you
posters
love
where
longer taglines.
I like longer taglines. No, it's not a tagline. It's just.
But it's a tagline.
This is the best movie ever made, so you have to pay for a ticket to see it.
Technically, it is a tagline, but I see what you mean. Where are you planning to rank it?
Oh, good God.
Do you want me to know? Because
Where did you rank it?
It's number 13.
Number 13. Unlucky 13. Very interesting. I am going to... This makes... No, I haven't ranked any of them. This doesn't make any sense, but I'm going to put it at... I'm going to put it at 18. I put it at 18. I just did now.
Okay.
I'm very comfortable with that selection.
All right. I believe you.
18.
You show me. Great. So now we're moving to From Russia with...
What's the next movie in this series? Oh, From Russia with Love.
Your favorite movie.
It is. My favorite movie ever. Now, this is my kind of a poster.
With a lot of text?
With a lot of text. I like reading.
It's like a book, so you're served.
Meet James Bond, Secret Agent 007, his new incredible women, his new incredible enemies, his new incredible adventures. I love the sickle that makes up the
logo?
O. Yeah.
The logo is quite, it is excellent. There's nothing wrong with that logo. This poster, although, it's lacking. It's really weird. Just because the first one's an illustration... And this one, it's all pictures.
Stills from the film.
So I don't know if it's because they didn't have the budget to hire somebody to draw. I don't think so.
It's weird because they just made a bunch of money on Dr. No.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Oh, maybe the red, the fact that there's a lot of red and that the title includes Russia, you know, Soviet red. They like the red over there. in Russia. I'm wondering if that's why there's so much red in this poster.
I think you're right. And also, there's the love. Love is associated with the color red in general. So there's a and white, the purity of the white. So there's, you know, these people think about their artwork. It's just not randomness. Sometimes it is, but there's still some.
You know what? I'm kind of disappointed. I zoomed in on the poster and I thought that the horizontal or diagonal, slightly diagonal line that separates the text from the stills was a train track, but I don't think it's a train track. That would have been awesome.
That would have been cool.
It's not a train track though.
Do you want to know where I put it, or do you want to tell me where you want to put it?
I am going to tell you. I mean, I feel obligated to tell you that I put it at 15.
15? Guess where I put it.
24.
15.
22. Okay. See, that's why we're so much in sync. We're in sync. We're like the band.
Oh, except I don't dance. Fortunately. And so that brings us to Goldfinger.
Now this, unlike the first two films, which I feel Dr. No and From Us Would Love have a whole variety of different posters, and in the English language, like I'm actually surprised that the ones on the official website are the ones we've been looking at. Whereas when it comes to Goldfinger, like this is the Goldfinger poster.
Yes, there's not. They are other posters, but it's variation on the same images, same theme. I've seen one where it's just a golden girl with a projection of Pussy Galore and James Bond.
Yes.
The one with the three pictures and the golden girl and the tagline all in black.
Do you want to do a little bit of a tagline reading? I've done.
Go ahead.
You're good at it.
James Bond is back in action. Everything he touches turns to excitement. Sean Connery is James Bond 007 in Ian Fleming's Goldfinger.
Good job. Put your big boy pants on. I do like that the three images of James Bond are very different. The one at the top, he's obviously in an action pose. He looks very intense. He's straining to accomplish something.
Looks like he's fighting a hot job.
Yeah. In the second one, he's just as smooth as butter. And in the third one, he's diving into a little bit of butter. So, it's very good. And you got the golden girl at the back. And the black background really makes the images and the text stand out as well.
No, it's simple and it's sexy. So that's why it's my number 9.
It's going to be my number 6, actually. Yeah, no, I really like this poster. I think it's extraordinary. Extraordinary,
I say. It's in my top 10, so I still like it.
And now we move over to, we're going to go for a swim. Thunderball.
I don't even have, like, remember when I said I have no sense of music and talent at all when it comes to tempo, rhythm?
I have a new bonus episode idea.
listen to Matt Char attempt to sing
every one of the official songs, because you know, you clearly know the lyrics, but you're so often I want to hear the ultimate remixes of these songs. You're the ultimate remixer without the, wanting to be the ultimate remixer,
the alternate reality version.
Holy moly, speaking of holy moly,
Thunderball.
Look up, look down, look out. Here comes the biggest Bond of all, which at the time it was.
Yeah, it was. And technically, I think it's butts in seats, it's still number one.
Tickets sold, I think.
Number of tickets.
Butts in seats, right. Sorry about there. Same thing, differently.
This is the classic Bond poster. I need to get this one. Like a next Comic-Con, I need to get me loaded on some Bond poster, and this one has to be part of my collection.
This one does. But the thing with Thunderball is when you pay attention, because see, this one has several sections. So it has four sections. The jetpack, which great background action there. The jetpack, the underwater action, three sections, excuse me. And then all these Bond ladies sort of clamoring to hang out with James. While he has his harpoon, each one of those has its own poster.
Yes.
So there are going to be four posters to this movie.
I know, but this way, this one is the best. This is my number one.
Okay, your favorite Thunderbolt poster or your favorite poster?
Of all the ones on thebo7.com.
Wow, nice. This one is
my favorite.
Nice. It is a pretty, pretty awesome one. I'm going to... I don't even know what my number one would be, to be honest with you. Actually, no, I do.
Oh, but don't tell me. Unless it's this one.
So I'm going... Okay, so I'm going to put it at number two. Because I know what my number one is.
Good. That brings us to You Only Live Twice.
Yep.
And we are discussing, I have to stress, we are discussing the posters on 007.com.
Yeah, this is kind of like Dr. No and From Russia With Love. I'm a little surprised this is the one on the official website.
Honestly, I've seen much better versions than this one.
Well, like the one where he's in the hollowed out volcano and walking vertically.
Exactly. This one is so great, but this one is not that good.
It's all right. It's a little funny. I find it funny the ones that really emphasize the fact that James Bond wears tuxedos, and in the poster, in the locale or the action he's engaged in, like... Not only would it not make sense for him to be wearing a tuxedo, he doesn't even actually wear a tuxedo in that scene.
No.
So that's going to lose you a few points. That said, I do like the deep level of detail.
It's a great illustration, but like I said, there's other variations on the same theme that are better. But since I'm evaluating this one, I got to say, it's a beautiful illustration, but something's missing.
What do you think about the You Only Live Twice and the word twice, which is seen twice in red, and the shadow. I didn't like that.
When it comes to the movie's logo, the font, all of them are perfect. There's not one of them. Maybe one of them I could say I don't really like, but this one is perfect.
So where'd you rank it?
This one, unfortunately, is number 13. It's right on top of Dr. No.
It's number 10 for me, because I still like the artwork a lot, even though there are better versions. There's going to be a trend on this episode, like hand-drawn stuff, like old school. It's going to be a lot of the bottom 12, and a lot of the modern stuff is going to be in top 12. Whoops.
The other way around.
Yeah, what I just said now, flip it.
There's some modern stuff I really like. I think it depends on the
it'll depend on what the 00.com website gives us.
Also. So now we are doing Majesties.
Oh, this is a belter.
And this is one that's actually in my living room right this moment.
And the man in the tux, again, on the skis... sign that poster.
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
I really love this poster. Yeah. But it's far out and crazy, as the poster says. It's a very exciting image.
Far out. No, far up. Far out. Far more. James Bond 007 is back. It's such a good poster. The level of detail is stunning. And it's action-packed. There's stuff going on all over the place in this poster.
Oh, yeah, it's very exciting.
Diana Rigg. If James Bond can wear a tux in the winter, she can wear that skimpy little dress.
She can wear whatever she wants.
She may indeed.
She's Diana Rigg.
Got a Blofeld action down there? A little bit of Blofeld?
Yeah.
What do you think of... if I'm going to criticize the poster for one thing, and it might result in dropping a few numbers in the ranking, that red square, that glaring red square in the middle, it sort of disrupts the action.
You know what? I think this... Well, the entire marketing campaign, they struggle because they had to sell the movie, but at the same time, they knew that it was one and done James Bond, so... I don't know. It's distracting. It doesn't ruin the image. It's part of it. I've seen this picture. It's in my living room, so it's part of my life right now. So, to me, it doesn't bother me. I think it is typical of those posters from that period of time. Today they wouldn't do something like that. They wouldn't do the composition of the picture this jumbled. They would do something more in the middle, bigger logo, maybe not even the red font.
Yeah, well, it's a red background. It's the red background that's really distracting, and with such a rich red, you need something to contrast it with. So you have this yellow title. It really doesn't work with the rest of the poster. It's unfortunate. Might have cracked the top five if it hadn't done that. Oh, I know. Actually, it did. What am I talking about? It is my number five.
You know where it is, and I own it. It's my number 10.
Number 10. Yeah. Harsh critic.
Yeah. It's in my top 10.
Beautiful.
It doesn't mean that I would want every poster that's in my top 10 on my walls. Just that aesthetically, I have to say, some of them please me more than others. And some others that please me aesthetically, I don't really like the movie. So,
yeah, that might happen once or twice in this episode. And vice versa, a poster that's not that good, but the movie, actually like it quite a bit. So.
Or the other way around.
Yeah.
So now we are moving back with Sean. Where did I put him?
Diamonds Are Forever. No tagline. Well, not really. I mean, unless you consider Diamonds Are Forever, 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 Forever tagline, I guess. I guess it is, because Diamonds Are Forever is in quotation marks. So that's the title. And then underneath Forever, the word forever is written three more times. So.
Yep. It's a very exciting poster. It's very, when you look at it, the composition and what the elements are, like the way, the oil rig explosion in the background, it's very, and the two women sort of caressing James Bond, kind of holding the diamonds around his
crotch,
pelvic region.
Yeah,
there's so much sexual innuendo. I'm not a fan of the movie, but I'm a fan of this poster. That's why it's actually my number six.
Oh, really? Good, big boy. I'm gonna put it at I'm gonna put it at 11. Actually, the missing tagline, little disappointing. I don't really understand. Okay, so it's the moon buggy. The moon buggy is what's holding them up, I guess.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. This is a very nonsensical poster. But it is real well drawn, so, I'll put it at 11. Well, these rankings don't matter.
We're not the end-all-be-all of James Bond, so people like our ranking, it's fine.
And then we move to Roger Moore.
We're moving on to one of the greatest Roger Moore posters.
It might be one of the greatest Roger Moore posters, actually.
It is so good. It is like, it's one of my favorites, actually.
Well, the first thing, there's a lot to talk about this poster. For one, there's the his pose, Roger Moore's pose. I love that pose. Great. He looks fantastic. The card, the tarot cards feature prominently throughout the film. And each of the tarot cards...
As a character from the movie.
Sort of. Yeah, pretty much. I don't know who the other white girl would be, though, but anyways. So that's really fun. And beneath the tarot cards... are other stunts and action beats from the film. I love the boat that... I love the boat that's trying to escape the crocodile's mouth. And we're not done, baby. Roger Moore near the top. So Roger Moore, the O of Roger and the first O of Moore are perfectly horizontal with one another. They're in red. And underneath the second O in Moore is the a red 7 with the extending pistol. Hence, Roger Moore 007. That is marketing.
That wanted to tie the character to the actor. And they did it perfect. This poster is perfection.
Yeah, and the knife in the word die.
Yeah,
Come on.
The font logo, the title logo is perfect. I said, most of them are, some of them are more original than others, but all of them have an elegance to them.
Oh, and there's a little... Oh, I never noticed that. There's a little James Bond voodoo doll. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've actually, one time, I had a New Year's Eve party with a few friends. That was years ago. And I made up a fake poster with my friends on the poster.
Nice.
Yeah. Then I cast myself as James Bond, obviously.
Obviously. Who else would you actually? Really?
So that's my number three. Is it your number three too?
No.
It's your number one?
Of course it's my number one. It's so... It's perfect. Like,
I can't disagree with it, but
I guess it's the producer and the studio that sort of calls those shots. But let's say I'm an all-encompassing director, and I also go, and I just made like a $100 million, $150 million film, gangbusters. Like, what a script! And where we got this, we're gonna make $1 billion. You're drawing me something that looks like that. You know, I want it hand-drawn. I want the sexy ladies on there. I want little suggestions of what the action beats are going to be. I want a big vehicle coming out of a massive animal's mouth, even though that's completely ludicrous.
It's exciting.
And I want you to tie in my star's name with the branding of my franchise. This is it. This is the number one poster. So we have people everywhere. Look for us at the G. All right, moving on.
Moving on. Now we're moving, and we're at the man with the golden gun.
Yet, very similar poster.
Too much for my taste and comfort.
It certainly doesn't make it ugly. It's a little disappointing that the Roger Moore is, you know, they've moved away from 007. I would have thought it would be kind of cool if they kept up with that. So they already dropped that. We do not see the man. Do we see the man with the golden gun? We do not see the man with the golden gun, apart from his hand, you know, loading the pistol at Bond. That's kind of cool. I do like that touch. Do we see the girls? No, we don't see the girl. The karate girls. There's a girl wearing a karate outfit, but...
Yeah. To me, it's sexy, but it's just a lesser version of Live and Let Die.
Actually, Scaramanga's there on the left-hand side. My bad.
Really?
Yeah, he's pointing the solar energy laser.
Oh, yeah, I see him.
That's a little disappointing.
But, yeah, it fits with the movie, I guess. But, no, you know what? I don't like the movie, but I would be proud to have this on my wall still.
It's an awesome poster.
It's my number 11. It's still like none of them are so embarrassing, and some of them, like, it's for aesthetic purposes, and sometimes it's because of how they make me feel. But this one, I'm like, I don't really like this movie, but it's such a good poster. Mm. It's hard to,
yeah, no, it's true. No, I agree with that. Although, I mean, we earlier today, it's recording day here, we did our Golden Gun review, and I was a little higher on the film than you. But yeah, it's a great poster. I'm having it at my number 9.
Yeah, not too far from mine. Moving to...
Oops, sorry. The Spy Who Loved Me. So, okay, points for bringing back the taglines. Do you want to go or do you want to...
What is it?
I think you can do a good one with this one, actually.
It's the biggest, it's the best, it's Bond and beyond. Roger Moore is James Bond 007, the spy who loved me.
That's pretty good. You're better than that, this than you think. This is a funny little poster.
It's an illustration effort, so it gets points for that, but it's a weird one.
Yeah, it's, you know, we've just looked at a slew of posters where...
I don't remember the guy who used to paint the earlier poster, but it's not the same guy who did this.
It can't be. It can't be.
No, it's not. I don't remember who drew this one, but it's a lesser effort to my taste.
It's like, whereas in the previous few posters, I felt like the different scenes the poster was trying to highlight came together a little more organically. Here, it's almost like they're trying to point out the artificiality of it with the whole purplish pyramid thing.
And there's something odd about this poster.
And I don't understand what that rainbow effect is supposed to be. It sort of ends and the lotus is there, but it starts just to the right of Triple X. I don't understand what that's supposed to be.
It's artistic license.
Sure.
No, that's what you say when you can't explain something. It's the 70s.
And Roger doesn't look as detailed in this one. He looked great in the other two. This here looks a little more like a cartoon character.
This is my number 15. It's right under From Russia with Love.
From Russia with Love is...
16, it's 16, sorry. Russia with Love is... So it's 14, Dr. No, 15, From Russia with Love, and 16, Spy Who Loved Me.
I'm going to put it at number 14.
Not that different.
We're two of a kind. excuse me. So let's mosey on. Now we're getting to something kind of interesting.
Something kind of crazy.
Yeah, I don't recall if I've ever seen this one before.
I've seen this one, but this one is also comprised of multiple other images. I've seen other posters. I've seen the one where he's on the station. I have the...
Yeah, he's in the Moonraker's the shuttle, the Drax station.
I have that one with on the VHS cover. I had the VHS cover for that.
There's the one where he's like alone in space and he's like getting shot up into space.
Have you seen the... promotional pictures of him in the jump, the space suit.
Yeah,
those are great.
Oh, they're fantastic. He really rocks a space suit. Fantastic. And he's not the only one that's rocking a nice outfit. How about Holly Goodhead on this one?
Holly Goodhead is quite sexy-ful.
I don't know if she's sexist, but she is sexy.
Sexy-ful. You know, it's insane. It is an insane image. It's kind of crazy. But it's Moonraker, so it's perfect.
It's. I guess it's perfect for what it is. Yeah, I don't understand what these... I guess they're screens. They're like video screens.
Yeah, they're
showing.
Like the monitors before they launch to space.
Yes. Okay, that's starting to make a little more sense now. Where all the other bonds end, and this one begins. That's all right. It's all right. This one's pretty solid. I'm going to put it at 12.
I'm putting it at 8, actually. Oh, I really like it.
I like it, yeah. Well, Holly Goodhead is... I'm a big Holly Goodhead. I've always been a big Holly Goodhead fan.
You've been a fan of Goodhead?
Well, both on and outside of the movie.
I'm going to get burned for this one.
No. So let's move over to the 80s.
The 80s? Yep.
Oh, this is something. This one was a little bit controversial. This one's also in your living room.
It's also, but not the exact same version, because this one's a little bit more. There's more stuff on the poster. I love the one that's a little bit more.
Oh right, yes. Yeah,
I think the way Rogers alternates with Roger. He doesn't point the gun the same way in some pictures. Some pictures he's kind of like turning, and some pictures he's actually preparing to shoot the girl with the crossbow. It's controversial, actually. I found the online on some Pinterest page. I came across the original reference picture for this image, and it's a blonde lady. And it's you think it's a brunette? Apparently, they flipped the bikini bottoms that she wears because they really wanted to make it as sexy as possible. So we're seeing the bottom in the front.
That's not who it is. It's the one, it's the transvestite. That's who it is.
Yeah. But
it's hot.
This is the sexiest 007 poster. That's why it's also in my living room. Not only because I got it signed, but it's just a gorgeous poster.
And I guess we're to believe that this is Melina, because she's holding in her left hand the crossbow.
Yep.
Crossbow, that's pretty cool. And I love Bond's pose in this one. It's a very classic Roger pose. Like, he sort of did that thing, like the slight crouch whenever he shot. That was kind of cool. Got the motorbikes. You even got the scene where Melina's parents are assassinated. It's pretty good. No, it's pretty good. Again, not a big fan of when it just cuts to red like that.
It works sometimes. For this one, I feel it works.
I guess so. The rest of it is awesome, though. It's tough. This is a tough one to evaluate because the rest of it is so darn good.
And I'm going to nudge you to give it more love than you're thinking, because this poster has influenced so many other illustrators, because you've seen this pose copied so many times. Name an action comedy movie, they probably have a shot from the characters, like a woman's leg there.
Yeah.
I think they did a poster of Austin Powers like that. I've seen this poster replicated for other franchises. So you need to give it some love, because I gave it number two.
It's number two. Wow.
Yeah, it's right under Thunderbolt for me.
Wow. I gave it number eight, actually.
Sacrilegious.
Top ten. And such lovely cheeks, too. Yeah, no, look, it's everything above the red section is absolutely stunning. Oh, we didn't do the tagline. It's
does it have one?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's an obvious one, but it's not that original.
Oh, do you want to do it?
You can go ahead.
No one comes close to James Bond 007. Roger Moore is James Bond 007 in For Your Eyes Only. And that's my sexy radio voice.
That's really good, actually. I do like that one. Could you talk to me like that?
I can always talk to you like this.
Oh. So let's move on to Octopussy.
Octopussy.
Oh, this is a fun poster. This is a really, really fun poster. It has a lot going for it. It has the craziness of Octopussy being, well, sort of a human octopi. Like, she has multiple arms, multiple tentacles, all holding, what, a Fabergé egg, Walther PPK, a dagger, a martini glass, and caressing, tying his bow tie. Great stuff.
You know, it's been replicated. I don't know where it was, and if it was used for to promote the movie, but Halle Berry and Pierce Brosnan replicated this poster in a series of illustration.
Nice.
I don't know if it's official poster for Die Another Day, but it was obviously from around that time.
Yeah. James Bond's all-time high. You know, even the taglines are getting a little, okay. You know.
It's a little weak. A little weak.
Yeah, little weak. Although I do like the fact that we get, they actually show a bit of the climax in this one in the lower left-hand corner there. Acro Star. I feel like a kid again.
It's fun. It's kind of cute in a 1980s kind of way, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit too much white.
Yeah.
Although I do, again, Octopussy logo. It's one of my favorites.
Can't complain. I've seen other posters, other variations on the same poster with a little bit, just Roger and Maude Adams. I've seen one where there's like 13 James Bond back-to-back, because that's the 13th movie. I like that one. I don't know if I like it better, but it's some of them I remember. This is my number 12.
I'm going to put it at 7.
We'll do the tally at the end. Because right now it's between The Man with the Golden Gun and You Only Live Twice.
I'm now at that stage in the ranking where I'm like, man, I've got this like so wrong. There are movies that are way too high. I'm going to have to put posters that are like, here we have A View to a Kill.
A View to a Kill, man. I know it has a weird composition, because Max Zorn in the left corner looks like somebody forgot to put him there. He's awkward on the poster. But damn, I love this poster.
It's awesome.
It's crazy. It's very exciting. The location, like where you are situated if it was a picture, it's crazy.
Yeah,
I love the insanity of this poster, and it's my number 5.
It'd be awesome if James Bond was actually pointing his pistol at Max Zorn, but you know, whatever.
You can't win them all.
High altitude.
Also, he's an older man.
But no, this is beautifully drawn. Great pose. Again, that slight crouch. Just that slight crouch. And Stacy Sutton looks smashing in this poster too. She looks maybe a little twiggy, but you know, she's still well drawn. Mm-hmm. And the water, I don't know how to explain it. The water looks really good. I don't know if that's drawn. I wonder if that's like actually a picture of water.
It's painted. I can guarantee that.
Interesting. I'm going to put it at my number 4.
Guess what? It's my number 5.
I'm a demon. Yeah, I good stuff. Hot stuff.
And we're moving on to the 1980s.
Knick-knack Tabasco. We've been in the 1980s for a few years.
Moving forward, you're right. I'm going to do the tagline on this one.
Oh, you have to. You have to read the tagline.
This bomb is dangerous.
Wait, are we looking at the same one?
I don't know. I can't read my tagline, actually. What is it?
Did you just guess what the...
No, but I can't...
Can't you blow it up?
I can't. It's the biggest, and I don't...
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to read the Timothy Dalton. Living on the edge. It's the only way he lives. Timothy Dalton as Ian Fleming's James Bond 007, The Living Daylights. You got to put a little bit of edge in there.
Part of me cried because I didn't get to see it, say it. But it's a great poster. I need...
Good God.
You know, I'm supposed to get my copy that has been signed by John Rhys Davies. Mm. But, you know, deep down... Because Timothy Dalton's doing a DC Comics TV show. My hope is that he starts doing a little bit of promotion and has to go to Comic-Cons.
Next summer.
Imagine if he come to Montreal.
That'd be amazing.
On the 30th anniversary of the year of License to Kill.
That'd be incredible. I don't know. He doesn't strike me as the type of person that would do a Comic-Con.
Sometimes they don't have the choice, but...
You really want to be in that situation where you're the one, like...
When you sign a contract, you sign a contract. But I don't think he's going to start doing Comic-Cons anytime soon.
I don't think that's the contract he's going to sign.
No, unfortunately. I wish he did. I wish he did, but I can't see that happening anytime soon.
No, he's an actor, and he's an actor and nothing. He's a great actor. He's a fantastic, but he's nothing else.
I'd love to, like, talk to him.
No, and who wouldn't?
Have a beer with him and just talk. Not only James Bond, his career and... his opinion on acting, and you know, just know the man. He's a fantastic actor.
He's great. He's fantastic. And he's a fantastic Bond. And this, my friend, is a fantastic poster.
What is it for you?
It's my number 3.
Me too!
It's so good. So good.
This I need to get framed. Like, I have a small copy. I'm going to get a big copy. One day I'll get it signed by Timmy.
This is the type of poster that like sets like the modern millennials off and turns me on. No, this poster seriously it turns me on. First of all, Tim has a great pose. He's in the gun brand. So this is a poster that's very artistic, but in a different way. Like the gun barrel is a part of the poster, and I suppose that's supposed to be Cara Milovi. Although she doesn't really wield any Walther PPKs during the film, it's still a hell of a pose. And it's just... What makes the sex appeal of James Bond so good is not, you know, boobies out in the open. No, no, no. It's suggestion.
Yes.
The suggestion. And this, my friend, this is a poster that suggests
suggestion. But... Yeah, no, people have assumed that this is a Photoshop or just a cut-up poster, but it's illustrated.
This is from someone that knows how to draw sexy.
And it's airbrushed. There's a lot of airbrush, but it's illustrated, I guarantee it. It's going to be on my wall.
And now on the other end of the spectrum, License to Kill, or License to Kill, or however as you sung it, but...
I have a license to kill, and I'm aiming straight for your heart.
Stop! We gotta make shoot! I shouldn't have done that. I encourage you to sing. We should have gotten people to listen to the French episode to find that out. Doesn't matter if you don't understand the language. Just listen to the first 20 seconds. I that one has been edited, and I kept that part in.
Good.
Make fun of me. Did I keep that part in? I don't remember actually. Anyways, about License to Kill.
You know, I'm going to start with the positive. I like the choice of colors. I love the red, the black, and the little bit of white that I like. I like some of the poses, but something went wrong. Something's missing.
See, I don't think I like the white. I think it's too much of a... It's the cutoff. It's too dramatic. It's too... It's the impact is too strong almost. It doesn't seem to work with me, no.
I can't go to bed for it. Like, I'm used to this poster. I've grew up with this poster. I know it's not the best. I still like it. But even if I like it, it's not very high on my list.
And the 007 logo, gray, just sort of up there in the corner with nothing around it.
It's documented. They didn't know how to market this movie. People had this idea of Bond that was a little bit... deemed him outdated, so that's why he's not wearing a suit.
And I really don't like the picture frame for
But they used to do that a lot in the 70s and the 80s. They had an illustration poster with little picture boxes. They used to be on the back, on at the bottom, or sometimes on the side, depending on this is just weird. It's a weird poster. It was a time they didn't know how to sell these movies.
Yeah, well, it doesn't change the fact that the poster sucks, so it's my 21.
It's my, I'm even worse than you. It's my 23rd.
Can't win them all. It's fascinating, huh? Timothy Dalton, two films. One of his posters is amazing, and the other one's just so terrible.
It's unfortunate.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. This is a goodie.
This is a goodie, but I've honestly have seen that there's other ones that are better. Because this one, somebody put a meme or something online, and the line, the way he holds a gun and the shadow between his first knuckle, his first finger and the second finger creates a line. And it almost matches perfectly with his mouth. So it's like he has a deformed face. You see it now.
Yes. Very good. Very, very good. I have to say, Natalia Semenyova looks a heck of a lot... Now, mind you, I'm going to caveat this by saying I'm actually a huge Natalia fan. And I actually think she looks pretty good in the movie, although they dress her down a little bit. But man, the mascara and the lipstick that she has on this poster, she doesn't look like this at any time in the movie.
No, both of them, honestly, I'm not entirely certain which one's which. One's Natalia, the other Xenia, but No? Like, that's why I actually like the DVD cover more than the theatrical poster.
Which one is that?
It's almost the same composition. I'll show it to you when we're done, but it's almost the same poster, but they have regular flesh colors instead of those muted tones. The poses are a little bit different.
I think I know which one you're talking about. I like the logo. I like the GoldenEye logo.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, the logos are always perfect.
And we have a little tagline, although here we're sort of entering the era of like the short sentence tagline. No limits, no fears, no substitutes.
Yeah, but as much as I like it, it still looks like it's 1995. Somebody got Photoshop for Christmas and somebody threw up on Photoshop and that's what came out. Yeah, even though I like it because it's iconic, I grew up with it. They could have done so much better.
Oh, for sure.
And the one after that is, although I don't like the movie as much, is a much better illustration. So I'm putting GoldenEye at 21.
It's my 19.
But not that far apart.
No, not that far apart. Bling, bling, bling. All right. Tomorrow Never Dies. You know, every time I want to sing Tomorrow Never Dies, I sing the Katie Lang version, not the what's her face? Sheryl Crow version?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of red. Interesting what they do with the 00 logo in this one. There's the logo, which is now like a silver metallic logo. Still got the extending pistol. And the logo's repeated. Mm-hmm. In red, but less and less focused each time. Larger and less focused each time. It makes maybe the bottom of the poster look a little busy.
Because they want you to know that's 007. So that's why the 007 is so big. And they put Pierce Brosnan's face so big. You know, it's James Bond. and the two girls on the side and the villain in the background. It's almost an afterthought. So they're really, the marketing is really strong on, they're giving you as much Pierce Brosnan as you can get. It's a decent, it's a better job than GoldenEye, but it's still somebody's learning. Like, the guy who worked on GoldenEye got better at Photoshop, and this is the result.
Yeah, well, again, I sort of spoiled my rankings a little bit early in the episode where I said, well, pretty much anything that's hand-drawn and has that old-school look to it is going to be ranked high, and everything that's kind of Photoshopped is going to be ranked lower. So, yeah, I agree. It's better than Tomorrow Never Dies. It's not much better. I put it at, or I am putting it at 17, so a couple higher.
It's 19 for me. And that brings us to the last year of the 1990s. The world is not enough.
Yeah, this is another, again, it's sort of, is the guy who learned Photoshop in 1995 getting better? I think he's just as good as he was in 1997.
I think he got better, actually. Yeah? I think he's much better. I think that I'm gonna shock you how much I love this poster, because this is a Photoshop version of those old illustrated posters.
It is. Well, Tomorrow Never Dies kind of was as well.
Yeah, but this
as was GoldenEye. A little action beats at the bottom there.
Yeah, but where those failed, this one I feel succeeds. There's more. The mixture between all the set pieces, the integration is better. You got the two girls, you get lots of Pierce Brosnan, you get the villain in the background, and you get a bunch of explosion and jumping and skiing, and you get the logo of the movie.
I'm not a big fan of the fact that all the highlighted scenes on the right-hand side are engulfed in flame. I find it makes them difficult to distinguish. And I know you said you can't zoom in. I have zoomed in, and anytime there's shadow or darkness, there's just Bond, James Bond 007, like it, almost in that like typewriter font, like again and again and again and again. It's just constantly. It's a bizarre choice.
I'm going to say something controversial. It's my number 7.
Number 7.
I really like this poster.
Oh, clearly. I do kind of like Renard in the background there. It's a funny way to market the poster because you hardly see Renard.
But they've done they've done variations on the same theme. There's like 3 or 4 posters for this movie. I think they even did character posters with Renard, with Bond, with Sophie Marceau, and Denise Richards. They all had, I think, character posters. Mm.
I'd have to take a look at they're probably in the book, but I put it at 20. Put it at 20. Yeah, it's just, it's not really evocative of much, I find. I mean, the women look fantastic, but, you know, they're beautiful women.
That helps to me.
They look great. I think it's the yellow and the white, I don't know. And I just said so weird that Bond, James Bond 007, like, again and again and again. It's a bizarre choice. But yeah, I'm not a huge fan of this. And even less of a fan of the next one. I hate this poster.
I think we're going to agree. I would be surprised if it's not at the same spot.
Well, technically, I haven't ranked it yet, but...
Okay, tell me where you rank it, and I'll tell you.
The problem is I have another one that I really hate as well, but I don't know which version the website is going to give us, so it's like... Because there is another one that could be my least favorite.
Oh, really?
Depending on which version the website gives us. So I might be screwing myself here. But yeah, I don't like... I don't understand what this is. Now we're getting into the era... This is 2002. We're in the 21st century. Mm-hmm. And now we're getting into that era where posters just don't really mean anything anymore. It's just like, what is this blue? What is like the is it light? Is it, I don't know what it is.
I think it's meant to represent ice, and you have the two faces of your lead actors in the corner, kind of hidden, and they put the logo of the movie right in front. It's just, what the hell are you selling us? This is embarrassing. This is the worst poster. This is number 24, and it's the worst poster of the franchise. It's embarrassing. Look, and it's for the 40th anniversary, too. I mean, yeah, it's a big deal.
No, the 40th anniversary argument will make me put it at 24, but whatever... Again, it'll depend on what the website gives us, but...
Suspense. Yeah. Don't tell me too much.
But yeah, I don't like this at all. And for that matter, if you... Nobody else appears on this poster except Bond and Jinx. Now, at this point, Halle Berry is a megastar. She's won an Oscar at this point. She's been in the X-Men movies at this point. Why is her name not on the poster? Why is it just Pierce Brosnan?
Good question.
This is such terrible marketing.
It is the worst poster, and I've seen fan poster. I think I've seen more fan poster of this one than any other Bond poster. I think because this one's so bad, people felt, you know what, I can do a better job. Sure. I can fix this, and people have done plenty of better fan poster. But this, the guy worked on Photoshop on GoldenEye, got better and did the worst.
Found a job elsewhere, so they had to hire it. They had to hire a new guy.
They had to hire a new guy, and he only had 5 minutes to come up with this thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Looks like it.
And it's something that somebody somewhere said yes to this.
This is good. Print this.
Yeah, like, the other poster must have been really ugly for this to be accepted. So, moving us with the Daniel Craig era.
Casino Royale. And I do like the fact that they bring back sort of what they did with Roger Moore when they used his name to include the 00 logo. They do that not with Daniel Craig's name, but with Casino Royale 7. I do like that. I like it when they do that.
Kind of stuff. I like it the first time they did it.
In, like, Roger Moore? Or?
Daniel Craig.
Okay. This is... Yeah, Vesper doesn't look that interested in this, or she looks concerned. It's not... I think my love for the film is making me refuse. This is not that interesting, but I think my heart is telling me, don't say it's not that interesting, but my brain is like, this is not that interesting. Again, this weird Photoshop stuff.
It's a depressing Photoshop job.
And it's very gray.
Daniel Craig's, like, his body's all wrong. His body language is not, like, shoulders. Like, I've seen the original reference pictures they use, and they just try to beef him up, and the angles, nothing really works. Mm. I mean, if it was an illustration, a real illustration, not a Photoshop job, maybe it would have worked, but the colors are so bleak, it's depressing to look at. And there's one that's much better, the teaser poster, where it's just Daniel Craig with a gun on the table.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And some of the teaser posters are like, why do you give us this BS? Give us something, like, just give us one picture or an illustration.
I guess this is what happens when, you know, the business becomes bigger, the business of the franchise and of filmmaking and marketing big movies. Like, you have to delegate stuff, and at some point you just can't, you don't have the time or the inclination to proofread this stuff or to proofview this stuff. But the reason why I'm talking like that is because you and I have spoken a few times about, oh, will they sell, will they not sell, keep it in the family. Now here's the same family imagining, do they not understand their own history? How are they signing off on this? Like, I don't get it. I don't like this poster very much. I'm going to put it at...
You can move stuff up and down if you want. We'll tally up at the
end. You know what? I'm going to put it at... I'm going to put it at 16. You're because right. If there's another one that I might like more. But again, I don't know what this website's going to give me. But I might have just destroyed myself, but we'll see what the website gives.
You can move stuff around if you want.
Oh, thank you.
I'll allow it.
Oh, that's nice of you. Where is it for you?
It's number 20. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, well, it's 16 for me, so it's not like I like it that much more than you.
Honestly, I would not put this on my wall. I would put the teaser poster. I would have put a gorgeous picture of Eva Green, but not this thing. Even her, she kind of looks frumpy on this thing.
Yeah.
I've seen other variations that are not that much better, but they're a little better than this one.
Which is funny because the film is so rich in color. It's such a colorful film.
Yes.
Why is this like gray and black?
It's depressing.
It actually does not market the tone of the film very well.
No, it doesn't.
It's not a depressing movie. It has a sad ending, but it's not a depressing film.
Excellent picture. That moves us to Quantum of Solace. And when I said I liked it the first time they did the 007 in the logo. They did it again, and they used the same font. They barely worked at this.
Well, they changed the color though. It's not gold. It's like what do you call that?
Bronze.
Yes, it is bronze.
And doesn't have a tagline. Poo poo.
No tagline. Funnily enough, I don't know if the whole poster is sort of a bronze type color. I guess it's slightly more interesting than Casino Royale.
It is. It's a better picked poster. And you know, the funny thing is that when those first images of the movie sort of leaked out, there's the exact picture of him walking with what's her name in the desert.
Yeah.
I forgot her name, but
Camille
Montes in the desert. And I was like, wow, this is something. This should be a poster. So I kind of did my own mock-up version of a poster. I have it somewhere. I could show it to you. Mine's not
did
as good.
Did you date it? Hmm? Did you date it?
No.
Oh, you could have said, hey, I came up with this idea.
Great minds think alike. I love to think. I think theirs is a little bit like more competent than mine, I'll admit. But the fact they have a fake background kind of ruins it. Like, it's too staged.
Well, if you haven't seen the film, you don't know this is after the climax. But now, when you've seen the movie, it's a bit of a strange choice.
It's not after the climax.
Yeah, the hotel's blown up.
Yeah, but they're wearing their clothes after the plane crashes.
Bond was wearing a tuxedo on skis on the Secret Service poster. So.
It could be after the plane crashes.
Why is the hotel blown up?
It's not the hotel, is it? The hotel?
Yes, it's the hotel. I can zoom, remember? It's the hotel. It's the Eco Hotel.
Oh, you're right. Oh, my mistake.
Whatever.
But yeah, I put it at 18.
I'm in a bit of trouble here because I don't...
You can move stuff around.
Well, it's going to be my fictitious 15, even though I may have put something at 15 on it. It's in that area. Okay. Slightly better than Casino Royale.
Okay.
And, I hate this poster. I hate it with a passion.
The Skyfall one?
Yeah.
It's not very high on my list.
It is gross.
You know what I said about the poster, I said 5 minute Photoshop job. This is the 10 minute version. It's slightly better.
Whoa.
But it is embarrassing.
Where's the light on Daniel coming from given that background? Why is it the picture of London there? Why that picture of London? Why the... maybe the old gun barrel because it's the 50th anniversary, respect the tradition.
And I've seen better posters for this movie. But this one is just... It's embarrassing. It's your anniversary and you're putting the worst poster. It's like... Can we select the worst poster to celebrate our anniversary? No, this one's too good. This one's too pretty. Oh, this one's almost ugly enough. This one looks like it was designed by my nephew. Let's go with this one.
Okay, terrible. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. My original website ends on Skyfall. So what's your Spectre poster?
The Spectre poster, which I think I got it from the Spectre website. It's the blue background, white tuxedo, skull mask.
With or without Madeline? Without.
Without.
See, I was hoping for with Madeline. Because I do think that's an okay poster. That would have gotten that 13 slot that I had been saving up. Because I actually do kind of like it with the little... Dia de los Muertos mask in the background, but it's subtle. And but Madeline is there as well.
Yeah.
Looking really good, by the way.
Yeah.
I would have been happy to put that in 13.
I'm good with either version. I don't know why I selected this one. I think it's at one point it was on the website or some on the Spectre website. Either version. I put the one without Madeline Swan because I think that's the one I own. But it's a better poster than most of the this one has color.
Yeah He also looks like he's sort of smirking.
Yeah, he looks a little bit happier. It's Daniel Craig.
Daniel happy.
Happy Daniel is a rare occurrence in movies.
Boo boy.
It's a great pose. Like, it's just simple.
It's a classic Bond pose, too. I like the fact that Daniel's doing the classic Bond, or his variation of the classic Bond pose, the crossed arms with the Walther, and he's looking a little bit cocky. I do like that. It's not a great poster. If we're setting aside the casino teaser, it's actually my favorite of the Daniel Craig era, which is not saying that much, but it is my favorite of his era.
Yeah, me too. It's my number 16. So.
Here's hoping Bond 25, they get their stuff in order.
Yeah, I know. I hope they do a little bit more illustration, not just Daniel Craig just showing up on a poster, because that's what he's been doing on this poster. It's just, I'm there. Yeah. Sometimes there's a girl, sometimes he's on his own. Sometimes there's a background, sometimes there's just nothing, and sometimes it's just embarrassing.
Yeah. So there we have it.
You were it. So do you want to do the final tally from 24 to number 1?
Sure.
Do you want me to go first while you reorganize?
No, I'm not going to take the way. I also forgot what my 22 is. It's a blank space. So this should be fun.
Okay, I'll start with. So that means
we'll alternate. We're alternate.
Okay, my 24th is Die Another Day.
Mine is Dad.
So the same thing. My 23rd is License to Kill.
Mine is Skyfall. I hate that. It was such a passion.
My 22nd is Skyfall.
I don't know what my 22nd is.
So what's your...
I literally forgot it.
So what's your 21st then?
License to Kill.
So that's your 22nd.
But what's my number one now if there's a blank space? I don't know how this works anymore.
Okay. My 20...
I don't know what I did when it came to 22. I just didn't write anything. We moved on, I guess.
Yeah, I think you moved your 15 somewhere. My 21st is GoldenEye.
I said it's my License to Kill.
Oh. My 20th is Casino Royale.
Mine is Twine. Tomorrow Never. I mean, no, that's not what it is. The World Is Not Enough.
And my number 19 is The World. I'm sorry. Tomorrow Never Dies.
Mine is GoldenEye.
18, Quantum of Solace.
Mine is Dr. No, one of the rare old school ones that are that low.
My number 17 is Spectre.
Mine is TND, baby. Tomorrow Never Dies, know what I'm saying?
And my number 16 is The Spy Who Loved Me.
Mine's Casino Royale.
My number 15 is From Russia with Love.
No, it's mine too.
No. Oh. Yeah, a few of them we matched. 14 is Dr. No.
Mine is The Spy Who Loved Me.
13 is You Only Live Twice.
Mine is Spectre.
12 is Octopussy.
Moonraker.
11 is The Man with the Golden Gun.
Diamonds Are Forever.
10th is Honor Majesty's Secret Service.
Yolt. You Only Live Twice.
9 is Goldfinger.
Oh, speaking of gold, mine's The Golden Gun.
Ooh. 8 is Moonraker.
Mine is For Your Eyes Only.
7th is the controversial The World Is Not Enough.
Very controversial. Mine is Octopussy.
6 is Diamonds Are Forever.
Goldfinger.
And 5th is A View to a Kill.
Mine's Honor Majesty's Secret Service.
4th is...
Okay. You approve?
Yeah. Fourth is Living Daylights.
Mine is Avtak, A View to a Kill.
3 is Live and Let Die.
Mine is The Living Daylights.
2nd is For Your Eyes Only.
Mine is Thunderball.
And number one for me is Thunderball.
Great choice. It was my number two. My number one is Live and Let Die.
Great choice.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Oh, God. To have copies of those things that are in the top 10.
It's going to help make my selection in that next con. Because there's always a few poster sellers.
Absolutely.
All right.
That wraps up this episode, as well as a long day of recording.
Yeah. What time is it now?
It's about 8:30.
Yeah, time. No, 8:30. Yeah, time for me to go home.
Yeah.
But before that, you have to tell me, do we have people, but
everywhere? Yes, we do have people everywhere. Please visit our official website / Tumblr account, www.thejamesbondcomplex.com. I happily invite you to join in on the fun on Facebook. Search for The James Bond Complex. We have an official page there. The Twitter account is just bustling, at The Bond Complex. I'm a visual person. I'm a visual person. I need Instagram in my life. Luckily, if you're a visual person, you can search for at The James Bond Complex on Instagram. Apart from that, you got to listen to us somewhere. You got to listen to us. Listen to us at Google Play. I can Google it. You can Google it. Click on play. And iTunes. Search for The James Bond Complex. Subscribe. Take a moment. Write a nicely worded review. And give us a 5-star glowing, shiny 5-star golden gun review. I'm on Twitter also. Double O Pop. That's the word double underscore O-H underscore
I'm at Matt O'Clair with two T's.
And I implore that you remember that. Just as James Bond always returns, so too will the James Bond Complex. Merci beaucoup. Toujours un plaisir. À la prochaine.
Quelle journée. Hey, bon, au revoir.
Ciao, ciao, Bella.
Hey, à plus tard.